Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
It's Ashley.
And Maddie.
We're so fucking stupid. So, as you all know, the weather over the last 2 days has not been very awesome. It's been super snowy. So, Ashley and I went to Guapo's, which was fucking fantastic. So, long story short, when Ashley and I got home, I also drove home because Ashley can't drive when the weather is inclement without getting really worried, which is no problem. So I drove and it was fine. We got home fine. We got home safe, but the roads were getting bad. So then I parked in the street and then we sat in the car for a little bit. And then my boyfriend was hungry. So then I took the groceries that I got before and like I went in the house while Ashley was taking her sweet ass time. So I was chilling in my house for a solid 2 minutes and all of a sudden fucking Ashley walks into my apartment. Fucking angry. She's like, thanks for waiting. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I just needed to get in the house, right? And then all of a sudden, she just looks and she's like, I fucked my ankle up. And I'm like, what?
Did you see all the snow on me?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
And not until you turned around. So Ashley's like, I fucked my ankle up. I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden, she like bends down a little bit. This is when I saw it. You bend down a little bit to like take off your other UGG, right? And then her entire fucking back and ass were covered in snow, right? So I was like, fuck, she actually did wipe the fuck out. So she immediately just starts getting upset. And
then I start crying.
She's fucking crying in my kitchen. Well, not even in the kitchen. In the front foyer of the house. And I'm like, okay, let's walk to the couch. Let's take your socks off and, like, get you some ice. And my boyfriend and I were trying to help her walk to the couch, but no, fucking Ashley can't accept help from fucking family to help her walk. So she's bitching all the way to the couch. A 30-second stroll to
That's her not mom. True, because I started crying and then I started laughing.
We did that.
And then you were laughing with
it
me.
It was funny.
And I was trying to make the best out of it.
A 30-second thing turned into a 3.5-minute thing for you to get your fucking ass to the couch.
It was hard, you whore.
That's why I was trying to help you the whole time.
Well, you just kept saying, it's okay. It's okay. You'll be fine. Here, bitch, let me help you.
What else do you want me to do? What else do you want me to do? Want me to say, oh, fuck, your leg is fucked. You're not going to move for 6 fucking months. Like, what would you want me to say there? Like, oh, you fucked up, you fucking bitch. Like, no, I'm going to say, okay, you're going to be fine because you will be fine. Let me help you to the couch. That's literally all I did. And you bitched. No, I don't need your help. Ah, you're like, Luna. Yeah. So then, whatever, Ashley got to the fucking couch, right? Sat there and was mopey as fuck. She started Googling symptoms for what her ankle was gonna be like the next day. I'm like, bitch, you're gonna be fine.
I didn't Google what it would be like the next day. I just Googled what I should do to help a swollen ankle.
Oh, same shit, whatever. She was looking up what to do to how to prevent swelling in your ankle as if ice... ice is the only thing that works.
It said to drink a lot of water.
Good job. Did you do that?
No, I had Fireball.
So Ashley didn't drink water. Like
I had to take my medicine.
You got recommended by WebMD, I'm sure, and told you to drink some water.
No, I took my medicine, which is Fireball.
I know that your medicine is Fireball, you alcoholic. But, yeah. So then Ashley was depressed and she couldn't walk. And I was like, okay, you're going to be fine. And then she's like, I think I'm going to stay here. I'm like, okay, that's fine. She's like, can you move my car? I'm like, yeah, I'll move your car to a different area. And when I was about to shower, she's like, can you actually go get my car and bring it to the front? I'm like, wait, what the fuck? I thought you were staying here. She's like, no, I need to get home because I don't know how I'm going to get home tomorrow. So then I took her car. And I had to clean it off because it was full of snow again. Like, after we got home, it still snowed, like, 3 or 4 more inches. So then I went to her car. I wiped that shit down. I heated it up and made it so she could leave. And even though it was fucking awful outside and her foot was backwards, she still drove her ass home, right? So, yeah, that's the story of how Ashley broke her ankle and... She's okay.
And now I'm on crutches.
And now she's on crutches, but she's still fine. If anybody wants to donate, they can Venmo Ashley at... What is your at for Venmo? Share, like, comment, subscribe. Anyways. Also, our new thing that we like to do is watch Jeopardy with my roommates, but not the version with adults, the version with like sixth graders, because it's much easier and we're way better at it and it's way more fun. So the sixth graders are still pretty smart. I would say they're smarter than us.
The adult Jeopardy, I get like one answer per episode.
50 fucking questions.
Or one right, yeah. But then, like, the kids, like, it's still harder. But, like, it's, like, I mean, like,
It's definitely, like, easier questions, like, that we can comprehend and
it's
shit.
It's so much easier compared to, like, the regular Jeopardy.
Yeah.
So, drunk kids Jeopardy is, like, the best thing to do when you're snowed in. Drink hot chocolate with your best friend and her roommates.
Yeah. That was so fun. But yeah, Kids Jeopardy, if you guys ever feel like you want to feel better about yourself, just watch Kids Jeopardy, because you would probably win in your brain. Like, they're not hard.
All of those kids are much more smarter than me, though. It makes me kind of sad.
Dude, those kids, though, fucking, they knew a lot of shit. They really did. Like, those crazy fucking kids knew a lot of stuff.
If Maddie were to be on Jeopardy, every time she'd get something wrong, she would just scream, she would just scream, fuck.
What do you fucking mean? Fuck.
Yeah, like, really loud. That shit would suck.
Yeah, I don't think I would do good on any of those game shows. Or when I would buzz in, I know I'd be the fastest buzzer because I'm nuts. So, and when they didn't call my name for every answer that I knew,
you would call.
I would lose my shit. I'd be like, I fucking clicked faster than that whore.
She would also say the answer before they even choose her, click on it. She would just scream it out loud.
No, I definitely would. I totally would. They'll be like, okay, the capital of America. I'd be like, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. And they'd be like, Maddie, I've been Washington, D.C. And they'd be like, correct. And then I would win. I think you'd get disqualified if you shout out the answer.
How much money can you win?
Okay, so Josh told me the first place winner wins their full amount. The second place gets like $2,000 and the third place gets $1,000.
But I mean, like, their full amount, like, what's the limit? Like, what's the max?
I'll Google it right now. How about that? Ken Jennings is the most famous Jeopardy contestant. He holds the record for longest winning streak with a 74-game win streak in 2004. So, he won $3.2 million overall over 74 games. But I want to know, like, in one, right? Like, don't you want to know in one? Okay, the largest winning day at one time was $77,000. Isn't that amazing? It was a 33-year-old from Delaware. His name was Roger.
Roger that.
Roger that. Anyway. But isn't that cool? Could you imagine winning, like, a year's salary for fucking answering some gay-ass question?
Oh, yeah. No, that's actually really cool.
We should try it.
I would literally lose, but, like, it's fine.
The other day,
Maddie was like, we were both off. It was like a week ago, and Maddie and I just picked up food, and then she says to me, Ashley, let's get tattoos. And I was like, okay, schedule an appointment right now before I change my mind. And then, so she called some places, and I don't know. She was like, I really want to get, like, a tattoo on my arm. And then I never really wanted ever a tattoo on my arm up until, like, a few weeks before that. Like, I started considering it. Paradise. Like, I always wanted that. Ever since I was, like, 14 or 15. And I always wanted it behind my ear. We just kind of thought about, like, our next tattoo. And then I was like, well, I still always wanted that. So, got it tatted on my arm. Definitely the least painful tattoo I've ever gotten. And Maddie's tattoo is...
on my arm.
No. What is it?
Oh. It says, thoughts become things. Because they do. And I, like, live by that. So, I'm like, why not just fucking slap it on my arm? Why not? I've always wanted to do it for, like, the past, like, year or so. Like, it's not something, like, I just thought of on the whim. Like, it's definitely something I've always wanted and never really just got around to it. I got a huge tattoo in, like, September, and, like, I did not want another tattoo after that for a little while because it was massive and it hurt really bad, and I just needed a break from tattoos. But
yeah, we both thought about our tattoos for a while, like,
beforehand.
Even though we decided that day, like, hey, let's get a tattoo, like, we both had something in the back of our mind for quite a while.
Like, it wasn't like a, oh, let's go get a fucking dick on our forehead. It was like, oh, let's get something that we know that, like, we've wanted, but, like, just haven't really gotten around to it because of, like, it just didn't make sense at the time, I guess. But, yeah, I love my tattoo. It's super cute. It says thoughts become things, and everybody should live by that because thoughts do become things. And, yeah, it's my favorite thing in the world besides my tattoo on my side because that's actually my favorite one.
Yeah, Maddie's tattoo on her side is huge. It's really, 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 really awesome, though. It's super detailed. It's a huge lion. I think it's on her Instagram, so you guys can follow her.
That's the best tattoo ever. My tattoo artist did a fantastic job. But no, I got this massive lion on my side, and it's huge, but, like, it's amazing, and it healed so well. But it hurt like a motherfucker when it was healing, and it hurt like a motherfucker when it was getting done. So if you've never gotten a tattoo, I would not recommend getting one on your side to start because it is extremely painful and you feel like you might die while it's getting done. So yeah, I'm being kind of dramatic, but
I think my most painful tattoo, I have three. I have one on my back, I have one on my ankle, and I have one on my arm. I think the most painful tattoo was the one on my ankle because it was like the very like the I got a rose on my ankle and the like the stem like the end of it is like hitting my ankle and like I guess that bone area was like I don't know that shit hurt really bad.
Dude, tattoos are like a very weird pain that you really can't compare to anything else.
Well, in my opinion, I feel like it's just somebody like cutting open my skin with a knife.
I wouldn't say that.
That's how I can describe it, at least. Like, that's how it feels on me, I guess. Like, if somebody is, like, cutting you open with a knife.
I don't think cutting you open with a knife is, like, the way to explain it. It's just, like, it's, like, hot. Like, my tattoo on my arm did not feel good at all. Like, it definitely, like, stung, like, a lot more than I thought it would for, like, the location. Like, my tattoo stung really bad. I don't know if it was just the guy that did it, but, like, it definitely, like, was worse than my ankle one and the one on my back.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it definitely stung. Like, I mean, I would do it again, and it took, like, fucking 5 minutes. Like, it wasn't long, but it definitely felt weird because it was a single needle, maybe. That's might be why. Like,
maybe. Go ahead.
I don't know what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Maybe, like, because it's over your scars. Maybe that hurts your scars.
But, like, it was only over, like, one part of the scar. Well, maybe that's where it was hurting the most. I don't remember, but there was, like, a part of it. Like, I don't remember where it was that was, like, definitely hurting bad. But, like, the one on my side covers, like, so many scars. Like, a ton of scars. So, like, but that just hurt in general. So, like, I don't really know, like, the difference. Maybe I'll look at it, like, later. I'll be like, hey.
It's true what they say. Once you get a tattoo, you crave for more.
Yes, it is so true. My first one is my ladybug on my ankle. And I like it. Like, my mom called me Ladybug, so.
Maddie has more tattoos than I do.
Yeah, I have four. Yeah, I have four tattoos.
I have three. I got tatted four times, though, because I had.
Oh, you had the sun on your back, like, the original one. Like, the one that you liked the most originally. And then you added. No, and then you got the rose. And then you added to that one. And then you got the paradise on your arm.
Yeah, but you still have a shit ton of more ink than I do, like, especially with the thing on your side.
Well, the lion probably takes up more ink than all of your tattoos combined.
Oh yeah, right? 100%. Like, that shit,
it's massive. It is really big. Like, sometimes when I look in the mirror, I'm like, holy shit, I cannot believe I did that. Like, I'm like, holy fuck, I can't believe I sat through that. It turned out so good, though. Like, that shit looks like it's real. Like, it looks so good.
It's really detailed. I think it's a really badass tattoo. I like it a lot better than what you originally had because your tattoo is technically a cover-up.
Yeah, like, the top of my tattoo, I used to have, like, a very small, it was, like, 3 inches long, I would say, and an inch thick or so. It was not huge, but, like, it definitely took up space. But I got this tattoo, like, in memory of my grandpa. And it said, like, the date, the year he was born and the year that he died with, like, a little heart in the middle. And, like, I wanted it, like, something, like, having to do with, like, baseball because that was his thing. And the artist did, like, this, like, baseball thing that just did not look right after it was done. Like, I liked it. Like, I did like the tattoo. Like, I did not hate it. But when it healed, like, remember the heart? Looked fucking ratchet.
So what I noticed that really threw me off with the tattoo, because at first I liked it, but then when I like looked up close with detail, like,
it did not look good.
The stitching, because like you got stitches, like the baseball,
like
stitches,
baseball stitches.
The, it was,
I can't, well, I mean, I couldn't really see it, like, because, you know what I mean, like, I could not see my tattoo.
Yeah.
It was underneath my bra, so like it was not noticeable at all, which was really nice about it, but yeah.
It's okay. I don't, like, I feel like you're gonna definitely like one tattoo more than the other, and you know, maybe you regret a tattoo or not like it as much, but I definitely am not, my least favorite tattoo is on my back. It's not my favorite, so that's why I want to add to it, and I want to get my whole entire back done. I think that'll be really cool with a lot of detail. And I know it's gonna be a bitch, but you only live once.
Yeah. And I think if you want to do something like that, like, you should definitely do it and, like, not listen to what other people say and, like, not listen to, like, opinions, because it's really important that you do whatever you want to do. And if somebody doesn't hire you because you have a really cool tattoo, you don't want to work for a company like them. So, yeah, that's my two cents when it comes to tattoos.
I agree. All right, guys, we're going to wrap this up. I, like always, we hope you enjoyed this. And again, always leave us your feedback. Let us know what you think. Ask us questions. We're going to have a Q&A number 2 soon. Be safe with this freaking weather, because it's ridiculous outside. So just be safe. Drive safe. Walk safe. Be safe.
Drugs are bad. Don't do them.
Don't hurt your ankle like how I did. Or my foot. Whatever. Don't slip on snow. And watch out for black ice. Bye, guys.
Bye. I'm home. Yeah.